Okay, tonight we are going to look at something from this Sunday morning's sermon text. We are planning to look at Genesis 21 this Sunday morning, and that text tells us about two different women, and the two women are both mothers as well. There's Sarah and there's Hagar, and so there are two mothers, and it's about two mothers and two sons, Isaac and Ishmael. So two women, two sons, and one mother is laughing, the other mother is weeping. So we're going to briefly look at laughing and weeping tonight. Verse 6, Genesis 21, we see laughing, Genesis 21, verse 6. And Sarah said, God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me. So we have this mother, this woman, Sarah, she's laughing, but we also see weeping. And that's with the other woman, with the other mother. Genesis 21, verse 16. Hagar, the other mother, she said to herself, let me not see the death of the boy. So she sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept. And so in this passage, you've got the one woman, the one mother, Sarah. She's laughing in delight at her son. She's got this son. She's 90 years old, and she has her first and her only child. And then on the other hand, you have Hagar, the second woman. She's weeping. She is in anguish, and she's in anguish not at having a son, but in losing a son. Ishmael's dying of thirst in the desert, and Hagar has just given up. She's laid him under the bush, and she's got no water. She's got no hope. He's dying. And so it's striking. Both of these women, Sarah and Hagar, both of them are in the will of God. It's not like one is righteous, the other is unrighteous. Both of them are in the promise and the plans of God. There's a promise and a plan that's been declared already for Sarah and for her son. And God also has purposes and plans for Hagar and for her son as well. And so in this text, one woman, she is over the moon with joy. But the other woman is absolutely in the depths with tears and with lamentation. Now, for wherever you are tonight, or maybe for people that are close to you tonight, maybe God has done great things. And so if that's the case, God is greatly to be praised. That's what his word says. Tell of the goodness of the Lord in the assembly. Tell people what great things God has done. And that's one of the ways that we glorify God. We tell of all of his excellent works. But perhaps for you tonight, or people close to you tonight, your heart is in pieces. Their heart is in pieces, and you're scared. You're shattered, and you're crying, maybe crying alone. Well, here's the instruction for us tonight in this brief devotional. Is someone around you laughing, like Sarah, laughing with joy? Well, Romans 12 says, rejoice with those who rejoice. Sarah said, when people hear what God has done, they will join me and laugh and celebrate. And Jesus is all about this. Jesus is all about entering into the joy of others. That's the picture of heaven. Jesus says, enter into the joy of your Lord. And so, rejoicing, this is something that Jesus is all about, rejoicing with others. And that helps us, rejoicing with others. It helps get us out of being self-absorbed, helped us get out of self-pity. And so we rejoice with those who rejoice. But on the other hand, and maybe even in the same room, if you're just talking about a congregation or a collection of believers, you'll have people that are rejoicing, but you may also have people in that same room who are down. Maybe in your same household, someone who's down, someone who's discouraged, someone who's weeping. Romans 12 tells us, weep with those who weep. And so that's telling us, don't be scared of tears. Don't be scared of other people's sorrow. Don't feel like you've got to just put a lid on your own sorrow and hide it and just defer it. Maybe we feel scared about other people's sorrows because we feel powerless to help the crying person. What would you do if you were with Hagar? There's no water. Her son's dying and she's fallen apart. She's just crying out to the skies. You can't think of any way, anything to say to stop their crying. And maybe that scares you, but you don't need to stop their tears. Job's friends, they did their best when all they had to offer was presence, not a panacea, not a solution when he was in his anguish. So you can just be there in their weeping. Weep with them. Weep with me. Now, this whole entering the sorrow of another person, that can also be helpful for us. Entering someone else's sadness can also help break us out of our own self-preoccupation and even break us out of our own self-pity. It can give us perspective when we see someone else's problems. But sometimes we don't do it well. We don't laugh well with others. Sometimes we don't weep well with others. Sometimes we actually just get stuck in our own self-centeredness. Or we just get scared. We're too scared to enter into it. But do you know who laughed well and who wept well? It was Jesus in the gospel. Because in the gospel, in terms of weeping with those who weep, Jesus is the man of sorrows, much acquainted with grief. Jesus wept with the others when Lazarus died. And Jesus knows what it means to weep. Jesus didn't weep over losing a son. Jesus didn't lose a son, but on the cross, Jesus lost his father. And he lost his father so that you could meet and have a father. So Jesus knows sorrow, but Jesus also knows not only sorrow, Jesus also knows laughter. In the gospel, you bring Jesus rejoicing and laughter. Think of places like Song of Solomon, chapter 2, speaking of Jesus. Behold, he comes leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. Zephaniah 3, the Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Do you know what makes Jesus laugh and rejoice? You do. In the gospel, you are the one that Jesus can't wait to see. He leaps over the mountains. He rejoices over you with singing. Jesus rejoices over you, believer. And so, weep with those who weep. Rejoice with those who rejoice.